Okay, let's bang them out.
Let's bang them out.
Yeah. Bang them out. That's what
Can you hear the clock tick?
Yes. Yeah. You know what that means about that watch?
What?
It means it's a crappy watch.
Why?
Because if you can hear the clicking, like a Rolex, you put your ear up to it, it's supposed to be really smooth.
Ain't
smooth,
no clicking
constant
on a
moving.
Rolly.
But the whole point of having a watch is that you can hear the
That's
clicking.
Not the whole point. It's actually so you can tell time.
Now, the whole point is so that it looks cool, that you look
That's
cool.
True.
Bling, bling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because we don't need no watches. No
is this
more.
60 minutes?
No, that's...
Ladies and gentlemen, Bring welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, hello.
Right into it. I feel like I'm on a mountain right now.
That's
Why?
Because you're sitting
you're
on
my
a ball.
Exercise ball. That's, my exercise yeah. ball is taller than you.
Greg, do you see Brian is experiencing what it's like to actually be a normal height?
What, right. Let's see Brian's experience of being on an exercise ball.
It's enough of everybody.
Okay.
We have somebody here.
Bouncing, we do. Let me first of
female
all,
voice.
Let me set the table. My name's
Brian. Do you want me to clear it first before you set it? What are you putting on a tablecloth?
Brian's in a bad mood tonight, boy.
I can tell.
Yeah, I can tell. Something's going on. What happened today?
No, don't matter.
My name is...
It really matters. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My name's Brian Gerard. Ah. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Mm. Oh, good evening. Ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We have our very special, very special guest with us this
Who is
evening.
It? Mm.
The Jujaroon.
Oh my God! Hey
yo!
She's back! Thank God!
She's back all
she
the way in from
Where
across
you
the
been?
Land.
Denver, baby.
I'm adjusting my nut sack.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you for explaining that. You could have just did it.
I can breathe a little.
Could have just done it.
Easier now.
You could have just you done are. It, but then you had to done it and then tell it.
Yeah.
You done did it and then you tell. You
Do you
done
know
told.
What one of the famous quotes from Stan Laurel is and when it comes to comedy?
Like
his
Laurel
philosophy.
And Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy. When it comes to comedy.
Yeah, Potter, he was the silent
faster,
one.
Faster, funnier.
Right. No. So he was the silent one, right?
He the fat
so
one?
He didn't say anything.
No, he's the skinny one. Stan Laurel. Right?
He said nothing.
Hardy. Yeah,
Hardy. Hardy was the big, yeah, the big one. Yeah. Hardy was the hardier one.
Oh, my God. That, please don't tell me that was his quote.
No.
Good.
That would be a terrible
You tell thing. The audience what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell them what you just did.
Hmm.
You tell them what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to
you do
row
it.
A boat.
And then you row a boat.
Just rowed the boat.
And then you'd be like, look what I just did. I just rowed the boat.
Wow.
And then you tell them.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing.
So what are you? What are you doing?
I don't understand it. I'm just telling you that's what he said.
Wait, no, there's got to be an element to that where you don't actually do it.
I want to
well.
Try to understand. I want to understand what he was saying.
You know, Brian, typically when you discuss someone's theories or theorems, you have a basic modicum of an understanding.
False.
Of them.
That's a falsehood.
Brian wouldn't be able to talk about anything.
That's
a falsality. Falsity.
Thank you. There it is. Anyway, Jujaroon is here from. Colorado.
Oh, my God.
Actually, what? I believe it's pronounced Colorado.
Ah, Colorado.
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 Portuguese, amigas.
That's...
Sisi.
Yes.
No.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Spanish.
Jid,
okay.
Why are you in Colorado?
Colorado.
Colorado.
Well, about a year ago, I was offered a position at the Denver Public Library.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. As a children's librarian.
Mm.
So now
Full
I no
flesh.
Longer fucking put the books back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Very true.
I'm running shit.
Nice.
You're running that shit.
I'm running shit.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool.
So
Go
exciting.
Ahead and brush the dirt off your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Brush it.
Flick it.
Brush
your dirt off.
Brian had
brish.
A couple drinks before the show.
Sorry. Sorry.
And he's the only one who's doing that.
Brian
now.
Is on the drink
I don't
at
understand.
The group.
The
Brian's the only booze bag at the group now.
Hmm.
The booze bag?
I drink heavily, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone quit drinking except for me.
Brian
I upped the ante.
He did.
Yeah. Brian's actually taken on the load.
I never really started, so.
No, but he had to take my load.
Oh, got
Which
it.
Was substantial.
Oh, my God.
It's cold in Colorado.
Cold enough, yeah. That's
Why is it so cold there?
I believe it has to do with its latitude.
Mm.
Is this a, are you, what are you That's approaching right. her like a reference desk? What's happening here?
I just
Brian?
Want, well, she is a librarian.
Yeah, children's librarian.
Children's librarian.
Oh, well, let right. Let me check that for you. Let me get you a call number.
Yeah, give me a.
Yeah.
Your computers.
It sounds very interesting.
Sounds like a block of wood.
Well,
it's a wood.
Yeah, we have some pretty antiquated technology there.
Do you still use the card systems?
The card system?
It's called Dewey Decimal.
No, but there's just cards.
Okay, wait. Let's
no Dewey Decimal is the numbers.
Let's pause here for a second.
Yes, go ahead.
The expert speak.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Jesus.
Dewey Decimal System is a system for organizing books by topic.
Ah.
The fucking cards are some old school way of naming everything that we have in the library
and looking them up.
Can I just... We don't need to do that anymore.
It's too bad. It's old school
computers. Can I just say something?
Please.
Yeah.
The Gigerone's the most aggressive guest we've ever had.
She is. You see how she took a hold of that? The only reason why I was asking that is because her computer sounds like this. So.
Look, Foley Effect is not my
I see.
Forte. I don't live in Hollywood. Although I fucking rolled into Hollywood today.
Yeah.
I went down to the Hollywood Rite Aid. I picked myself up a pair of fucking knockoff Tom's shoes.
Yeah.
Mm.
How much?
$12.99.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I got $12 in my pocket. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Everyone knows
Do a lot of people make love in the library? Do you catch a lot of people making love?
You know, I work in the children's library, so there's.
They get arrested for that.
A lot less of that going on.
Yeah, because they get arrested. You can't go to the children's library.
Child love. Not.
No, you can't.
We also have cameras 24/7.
Bummer.
Now, how far apart, I mean, this library you're in is substantially larger than the one you were in when you were out here, is that correct?
Right. I was working in a branch of the Los Angeles Public Library. Mm-hmm. This is actually the downtown central library.
Ooh. The mega one.
Please don't come find me and hunt me down, psycho people.
Okay, nobody will. But we only have totally mentally stable listeners.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Greg, you sure about that?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
But they can hear you.
Oh.
I mean, is this like, so it's big enough that that section you're in, is it substantially for
It's large. We have about 500,000 children's materials. 500,000 individual items.
That's just children's.
Just children's.
How many children come in on a daily basis?
500,000. Right. It's one per
one
child.
Kid?
One child per book.
No child left behind in Denver.
Oh, is that part of the program?
I think that's what it's for.
No child left behind.
No child left behind.
Means that every library has to have an equal amount of items, quote
per
unquote,
child.
Per child in the city.
One
in
item.
Each city.
No?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Wow. However,
I thought I read that in the bill.
Yeah. That sounds good, though.
I read the No Child Left Behind bill one time.
That
so how many?
Good.
What? How many kids come through?
Oh, I don't know. It varies. I mean... We're pretty busy because we're downtown. We're sort of a hub. We have more resources than many of the branches. So if you're looking for something special, you might come down and check it out. So maybe a couple hundred per day coming through.
See, I gotta be honest with you. I feel like the library system probably isn't as important as it used to be.
Whoa, Brian.
Whoa, there. Ouch. Important to who?
Okay. Let's get right into it. Here,
yeah,
Robert, shall
please.
We?
Let's, what,
to well, get right into have, insulting the guests?
Yes.
Right?
It's not
when was the last
the
time you've been to the library, Brian
That's,
Gerard?
I'm going
to
tell you right now when the last time I went to the library. Definitely not after 1999.
Okay, well, hang on. Let's go around
definitely
the
room. Definitely.
Hang on.
You had a marking.
1999.
I'm leaving, and I'm not coming back.
Never.
2000 is the computer and internet years for me.
What do I have
the
to go to
The next 10
library?
Years are going
to
be great, everybody.
So you still remember the card catalogs?
I very much.
Those were still in place.
I would have to go, you know, I remember going to stacks of books, pulling something out,
they
looking for specific information,
right.
Writing it down,
right.
Putting it into my thesis paper.
Right.
Nowadays,
a bibliography.
You just Google shit and everything's right there. So
right.
What I'm saying here
well, hang on a second.
The point I'm getting at here is...
Yes.
Why are you touching my shoulder?
I was trying to cue you up, but Brian keeps talking.
All the way
Brian,
I want to hear what. When was the last
Your
time
point.
Greg was in there, but go ahead.
My point is the library system is antiquated. Greg, go ahead.
What did you say?
Have you seen?
That's a great
this is
transition.
The result. This is the result of an individual not going into the library in
Shabbat-doom-dum.
How long?
Brian,
do you taste metal?
Shabbat-y?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Brian, when's the last time you read a book cover to cover?
Oh, good question.
The fine book.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Okay, Greg.
Last time I went to a library.
Yeah, and it may have been a while. I mean, I am not going to say that libraries are often
not smelly.
Okay, I know exactly.
Full of frightening people.
It was last year, last summer.
Okay.
When I was home.
Were you part of the reading program? Did you have like a little
summer reading program?
It was back east in Amesbury, Massachusetts, the Amesbury Public Library.
And what did you go there for?
Internet access?
Yeah, and the Wi-Fi.
It's the only
I took my mom into Boston one day for a mother-son trip to the Boston Public
The Public Library.
To the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. In the library, if you have a library card in Amesbury, we'll give you like a, it's like free tickets for the day.
Wow.
So
What is going on?
I don't know.
Are you tasting metal?
My buddy Graham, home, still had a library card. And I was like, I'm going to take my mom down to the museum in Boston today.
Wait a second.
So
are you about to incriminate yourself?
Using the library to game the system.
That's right.
And not even your own card.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretended to be somebody else.
No, but I told them. I gave them the card.
I feel like my statement is really starting to hold some water.
No. Wait till you get to me, my friend.
Okay.
I gave them the card. They know who Graham McKay is. He's a local media darling. They said, you're not Graham McKay. I said, no, I'm Gregory Hoyt. And they go, you're Gregory Hoyt.
Bullshit.
Swear to God. Because downstairs, they go, have you seen the display downstairs?
What?
No, I hadn't seen the display downstairs. What display? I go downstairs, and it's a display.
No, there's not.
I swear to God, of like...
Who's who?
Yeah, like a reach for the stars, dream your dream kind of thing.
Yeah, and it was you. Wait, but it was just one picture, or was the whole board dedicated to you?
It wasn't a whole board. It was just... it was one of those things that they put up on a wall. It was a hologram they just were projecting of me.
Okay,
a headshot and an article up on the wall.
Wow. Oh, and they were like, you're Gregory Hoyt. Yeah, did they ask you to sign something?
No. No. God, why would they?
Because it's Amesbury.
They just showed me mad love.
Oh, that's nice.
They also know who I am because my parents are the men and women of that. You know, they're kind of...
Your dad
trustees.
President.
The pillars of the community. I was trying to think of the thing.
The principal.
The key to the city.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the word.
There's only one key that opens everything in Amesbury. Everyone knows that. We just trust each other.
That's great.
Quaint.
Yeah.
Does one person have it, or everybody's key?
Everyone's key is the same. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket. $12 in my pocket. Robert, why do you think the library system is still useful?
Viable. Well, answering, what is the library?
That's not the same question.
Okay.
I thought the
isn't. But when was the last time I was there? Yeah. And then I'll tee
and
up
was
that
it note. My former branch of shame?
It was not actually. It was the branch over by the Grove.
Oh right. Cause yeah. Now you're rocking it.
I'm over in that area. But but this is the thing. I've
changed. What was your branch though? You were in North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. Branch,
Yeah. And that's a great branch. You know what? My last one. Well, it was great because it was.
Small,
it was old.
But it's thin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was old and thin, but it was smelly.
It was. Look,
not
I didn't have to
way.
Work there. I didn't have to work
there.
Not
in a good way.
No. Not in a good way of like, hey, it smells like books. This
no,
is great.
No, hey, it smells like people who don't have the facilities to wash on a regular basis.
Are using this as their home.
Again. There were times I could identify certain patrons just by the stench. Like, I'd walk in for like a 3 to 8 p.m. shift, and I'd be like... Oh, yeah, good old so-and-so and his girl are up in here using the computers because it fucking reeks.
No.
Again,
well, let me tell you.
Adding water to the very viable cauldron of why does a library need to be.
However.
I would say, I'm going to say the last time I was there was probably in December.
1989.
If not January. December of last year. Yeah, it's not bad.
Of 09?
But I'm going to tell you, definitely checking out books. Resources, they're great.
When was the last time you checked out a book?
Last year. Mm-hmm. I checked out a whole bunch of books on editing because I was prepping for a class. I didn't want to buy the book, so it's really great to do it that way. Also, books on CD, really great resource
Can you burn them so that you have them forever?
Well, you're not supposed to. Nora
but you could, right?
goes there all the time. And the distance she has to go for work, her commute is, 45 minutes like every day? And so she listens to these books on CD, and it's awesome. It's a great resource for her. She goes in and, she gets books all the time like books on CD.
That's fascinating.
It's a good resource. It's
library.
A good resource.
The topic of the library, it's almost impossible to make it as boring as fucking.
No doubt.
It's the truth, Jidge. But I have a question, though.
Yeah.
And by a question, I mean a statement.
And by a statement,
and by a statement, I mean I'm going to make a blanket command right now. And by a command, I mean Robert. It makes and go to the library and I can get books on tape. What is this? 1997?
Books on CD.
CD.
Sorry, 1999.
The official term is you can audio book.
You can get audio books.
Thank you. Yeah.
On your iPad in the comfort of your skivs and your couch.
And you can do that from the book from the library as well.
Oh.
You can actually get electronic books.
Great. They loan electronic books
as well. E-books, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Oh, whoa! Somebody hasn't been to the library in a while. Why don't you just pull out the old computer and look it up?
That's the old computer. Yeah.
Bing!
That's what
Sorry.
I did, so no
okay, so, Gigi.
Yes.
Are you going to stand up for the library and talk about some other really fun, creative things that happen there
other
than checking things out?
I just feel like the library is a pretty dry topic. I'm trying to liven
it
up a bit.
I was hoping that people were banging in the library, but that was shut down.
Smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. The kids come in and smoke the weed.
Not the kids.
Not the kids. No, so these things that happen don't happen in your section.
Right. I'm very isolated. I'm kind of in a nice bubble in the children's library, which is welcome after all the drama at the North Hollywood Library, which is, you know, right in the middle of that big park, and there's a lot of riffraff. Now, here's the thing. Riffraff are part of our service community. The homeless need a place to go. The homeless deserve access to information.
The homeless
deserve access to education. If you need some human services, the library is a wonderful place for you to go and find how to get a hold of human services. Librarians, in theory, are caring people who are kind of on a mission because we don't get paid jack shit. So what we're doing is we're on a mission to educate and inform the public.
Yeah. Well, are you
access to information, access to all, whether you are homeless, whether you are pissed drunk and puking all over the line. Well, they kind of
I love Jijaroon.
Well, hang
She's
on
got a
second.
A clear mission statement. Can you believe
she does.
This?
We don't have one of those. hang on a second.
It's not a mission like a Mormon mission.
No.
Do they train you specifically for that stuff? Because I would imagine knowledge with knowing what ultimately, a social worker would know that sort of information to help somebody.
I mean, there
wouldn't come unless you're trained.
There's a certain level of being able to direct people towards the resources that they need. There's
like
also,
a trash can,
a fine,
so throw up in there.
Exactly
please.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good resource.
It's a short story, just to break. One
please.
Afternoon on a Saturday afternoon, library busy, and a man
Are we
comes
in North
up
Hollywood?
To me. No, we're in Denver now.
We're
a man
in Denver.
Comes up to me and holds up this horrible plastic bag full of brown liquid. He's like, I'm so sorry. My little girl just got a little bit sick in this. What should I do with it? I'm like, what do you fucking think you should do with it? Throw in the trash can.
Don't come over here and shove it in my face.
I was
like
dying over
it.
There.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
I hate to make such blanket chauvinistic statements, but would a mom have to ask what to do with a bag of hot
puke?
No,
Jijaroon.
No,
they wouldn't. No. What do I do with this hot puke? Should I make my daughter drink it down again?
Should I bring it home and
food.
Show it to my
Wife?
Spouse?
Yeah, so
Look
she'll leave
she
me
made.
Again?
Yeah.
Is there a book in the library that man could take out on how to be a better father?
Yeah, like
there
what to do with puke.
Is.
Sure.
Would you like the call number?
A full color. Look it up on the computer.
If you can Dewey desk that for me.
It's in the 649s.
If you go to the 649s, how not to be a douchebag dad.
Among other things. There's some other areas. But anyways. So
you don't get paid a lot of money? I thought librarians cleaned up.
No.
Public servant, you know.
They're subject to like some of the first cuts, you
but
know,
we knew,
park services well, as well, you know, and hiring freezes.
Right.
Well, wait a second. Hang on. Are you about to say that you know somebody with a six-figure librarian?
Yeah,
a baller librarian.
I knew a baller-ass librarian.
Yeah, but that's like high-end,
Well, what's high-end librarian?
It was like
major city, like New York
like
Public
Denver
Library.
Denver is a pretty big city. Okay, well.
Head of New York Public Library,
right,
head
of
LA.
Yeah.
Right, if you're the head of some
well,
shit,
it's like an executive
figures,
position.
If you are
yeah.
a, you know, entry-level, front lines, public service.
Yeah, like you are.
Yes.
Are you going to grow it? Are you going to build and take it over?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't really like the paper pushing type of.
Because that's what you end up doing.
Right, ass kissing.
The
higher ups type of making nice and diplomatic and all that. I kind of like saying what I fucking mean. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
yeah.
Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need you more in those positions.
Right. No, I'm content to be front lines for as long as I can take it. You know, little incidents like mentally ill customers gunning for you.
gunning for you. Brian's been to visit you in Denver.
Yeah.
Shabbity-labbity-do. Laggity-laggity-bap-bap-bap.
I hope nobody guns for you ever, Jeroen, because we would lose one of our greatest guests of
greatest
all time.
I mean, and greatest
the,
assets.
The greatest.
And biggest
greatest
fan. Assets.
The greatest guest all right, of
let's
all
not
time.
Even, let's not even...
Question.
Start with the biggest fan.
No, we can't. There's no
question. There's no question.
Well, I would just like to amend my previous statement of libraries are antiquated.
Thank you, Brian Gerard. Brilliant.
I would like to say, after all this, and especially after the Jijaroons, heartfelt.
As fresh.
Have we converted one individual?
As fresh as I am.
As fresh as you are, and as heartfelt you are, as being
you're
a public servant.
The face of the Denver Public Library.
Yeah, yeah, she's been made the face of the Denver Public Library. Do you know that, Brian?
Yeah, she has.
The media darling of the DPL.
Local media darling. Just like Graham McKay in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
Represent.
Oh!
Support your local libraries, people.
Very nice. Yeah.
Or just Google shit. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Goy, thank you to Jerome for stopping by. My name is Brian Gerard. We have been and continue to be the Scheid Show. Hey.
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should've washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets.